sabe. Millones de abrazos de millones. No es mío.
New images of Cuban President Fidel Castro show him upright and talking with Venezuela's Hugo Chavez. The video contained the first images of the ailing president seen by the Cuban public in 3 months. Cuban state television aired a 10-minute recording Tuesday, saying it was taped Monday in Havana.
¡Viva la revolución!
Mr. Castro last appeared in public in July 2006. Less than a week later, the Cuban government announced Mr. Castro had temporarily ceded power to his brother, Defense Minister Raul Castro, and undergone surgery to correct intestinal bleeding. Images of Mr. Castro have been scarce since then, prompting speculation about the state of his health. Dr. Fred Finelli is president of the medical staff at the Washington Hospital Center. He is a surgeon who has operated many times on patients with symptoms similar to those suffered by the Cuban leader. Dr. Finelli examined the new videotape at VOA's request. Although he has never seen Mr. Castro in person, the physician was asked for his impression of the president's appearance compared to that of the patients he treats here.
He looked weak. He was not as robust as he is. He certainly wasn't making a lot of hand gestures and speaking loudly as he has in basically every other thing I've seen of him. But he looked good. He looked to me like a patient who was recovering.
The American surgeon says he tends to agree with news reports that the 80-year-old Mr. Castro most likely was being treated for diverticulitis, inflamed sacs on the walls of the intestines or stomach. The danger is that the inflamed tissue might rupture in the abdominal cavity. Dr. Finelli says diverticulitis is very common in older people and could account for the Cuban president's long absence. But he adds,
if it's diverticulitis and he's gotten this far, he'll probably make a full recovery from what I've seen.
The surgeon cautions that cancer can sometimes mimic the symptoms of diverticulitis. He adds, however, that there is no specific evidence of this in Mr. Castro's case.
The great unknown is it diverticulitis? If it was a cancer, you know, it could act like other cancers and catch up with him eventually.
The Cuban government treats President Castro's health as a state secret and has released scarcely any details of his illness or treatment. Earlier this month, a Spanish doctor who examined Mr. Castro in December said he is making a slow but progressive recovery from surgery. Sean Maroney, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。